The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, You shall eat no fat of bull, or sheep, or goat. The fat of that which dies of itself, and the fat of that which is torn of animals, may be used for any other service, but you shall in no way eat of it. For whoever eats the fat of the animal, of which men offer an offering made by fire to the Lord, even the soul who eats it shall be cut off from his people. You shall not eat any blood, whether it is of bird or of animal, in any of your dwellings. Whoever it is who eats any blood, that soul shall be cut off from his people." The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, He who offers the sacrifice of his peace offerings to the Lord shall bring his offering to the Lord out of the sacrifice of his peace offerings. With his own hands he shall bring the offerings of the Lord made by fire. He shall bring the fat with the breast, that the breast may be waved for a wave offering before the Lord. The priest shall burn the fat on the altar, but the breast shall be Aaron's and his sons'. The right thigh you shall give to the priest for a heave offering out of the sacrifices of your peace offerings. He among the sons of Aaron who offers the blood of the peace offerings, and the fat, shall have the right thigh for a portion. For the waved breast and the heaved thigh I have taken from the children of Israel out of the sacrifices of their peace offerings, and have given them to Aaron the priest and to his sons as their portion forever from the children of Israel. This is the anointing portion of Aaron, and the anointing portion of his sons, out of the offerings of the Lord made by fire, in the day when he presented them to minister to the Lord in the priest's office, which the Lord commanded to be given them of the children of Israel, in the day that he anointed them. It is their portion forever throughout their generations. This is the law of the burnt offering, of the meal offering, and of the sin offering, and of the trespass offering, and of the consecration, and of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which the Lord commanded Moses in Mount Sinai, in the day that he commanded the children of Israel to offer their offerings to the Lord, in the wilderness of Sinai.